morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will host four spring meetings March 28th through the 31st. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA will be the guest speaker at all four meetings. The first is in Woodward at the Woodward Livestock Market on Wednesday, March 28th. Enda will be at the Northwest Livestock Auction midday on Thursday, the 29th, for sale at the Multipurpose Center on Friday evening, March 30th, and Saturday evening, March 31st in Durant. For info, call Andy Hutchison at 580-886-5149. The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association.
Governor Mary Fallon joined representatives from the Archer Daniels Midland Company on Monday to celebrate the opening of the company's modernized flour mill in Enid, Oklahoma. The modernization project involved a complete retrofit of ADM's existing mill in Enid, which was built in 1928. ADM replaced the two existing milling units with a single highly automated state-of-the-art unit and will add a new high-speed packer in the first quarter of 2019 to help more effectively serve customers. The new mill will provide additional capacity to allow ADM to continue to grow its customer base there in the region. The governor said that ADM's investment in the Enid community and Oklahoma's ag industry represents progress for our state's wheat producers and ensures the mill's long-term viability.
Well, we appreciate ADM's investment in Enid, Oklahoma, in this mill that's been around for over 100 years, but we're very proud they've chosen to invest and expand this mill. They have brand new state-of-the-art machinery, and it will be a great addition to help not only the farmers that are here, but future generations of farmers with this mill.
In other news, U.S. beef exports set new records in August, with export value topping $750 million for the first time, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. August beef exports totaled 119,850 metric tons, up 7% from a year ago, valued at $751.7 million, up 11% year over year and easily exceeding the previous record of $722.1 million, reached in May of 2018. For January through August, beef exports totaled 899,300 metric tons, up 9% from a year ago, while value climbed 18% to $5.51 billion. August exports accounted for 13.2% of total beef production, up from 12.5% a year ago. Beef export value, though, averaged $320.92 per head of fed slaughter in August, up 11% from a year ago. The January to August average was $318.66 per head, up 16%. August pork export volume was down 1% from last year at 182,372 metric tons, while export value fell 3% to $494.1 million. Pork muscle cuts, though, fared better in August, increasing 5% to 148,736 metric tons, but value still declined 1% to $414.7 million. Pork export value averaged $44.29 per head slaughtered in August, down 8% from a year ago, while the January through August per head average dropped 1% to $53.28. You got farm news on Ron.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.